I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess maybe one of the worst things when you become a celebrity is it's all eyes on you in a good way and sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah, you don't really get the chance to make that many accidents because you're just too much of a public figure.
Especially when you're Sabrina Carpenter famous and she's on that level now. Well, listen to this.
I think I heard someone yodel. Is that what you're doing? I don't like it. That's your culture, is yodeling? Is this Burning Man? What's going on? This is weird.
And all those people laughing.
Right. So here, let me give
so
a little context.
This is Coachella, by the way.
Yeah, to what's going on. Sabrina Carpenter is on stage, and she hears somebody do the... Yes, that initial sound. And so what that actually is, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Zagruta, which is like a celebratory call in Arabic culture.
Yeah.
And so I compare it very much to, like, if you're Latino or if you're Mexican, I should say, we have el grito, which is like, and we do that, like, also, and it's a celebratory thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get that Sabrina might not have known what it was, but as soon as a person said, it's my culture, and then she said, that's
your
weird.
Culture, she said, your culture is yodeling?
And then she goes, that's weird. And so obviously everybody's like, hey, girl, you can't say that. That's, like, not
right.
Cool.
And so now she has apologized, right?
She has. So on X, I don't want to call it that, on Twitter.
Yeah.
On Twitter, somebody basically called her out and was like, hey, this is really insensitive of you to say because it's someone's culture. And she said, my apologies. I didn't see this person with my eyes and I couldn't hear clearly. My reaction was confusion, sarcasm, and not ill intended, but I could have handled it better. Now I know what a Zagruta is and I welcome all cheers and yodels from here on out.
Yeah, and I believe that she was not ill intended. I don't think she was up there like, you know what? I'm going to mock this culture and make fun of them. But I also think that when you're on stage, like, you're kind of in that moment and you're and there's a confidence you have and you can kind of, you feel like to some degree you can get away with anything.
Maybe she wasn't trying to get away with it,
yeah.
But I think the minute anybody says that it's their culture, you're like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if she had said, like, if somebody was doing a grito and she said it was weird, I'd be offended.
Yeah.
I'd be mad. I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, I'm doing this because I'm here supporting you. Like, this is an honor to you, girl, that I'm letting you into my culture. No, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
We don't just be throwing out the grito for anybody.
I know, yeah.
So
I had accidentally played the shame from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Which I'm not trying to publicly shame. Maybe nobody heard that, but that's why I was giggling. I'm not giggling.
Oh, no,
I'm like,
good.
Wait, now I'm doing it.
No, you're good. You're good. But yeah, so I'm glad that she apologized,
yeah.
But it was definitely a foot in the mouth moment for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure she learned from that and was probably like, you know what? Let's just keep it cool. Let's just keep arresting people for being sexy.
There you go. Less fan interaction in the one-on-one way.
Yeah.
And maybe we just plan it out from now on. But
so, Coachella weekend 2. Don't do it again.
Yeah, Sabrina, you don't do that again.
Yeah.
Everybody else can continue cheering however they want to cheer, but...
Well, sure. But Sabrina, don't make that error.
No.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in Coachella weekend 2. Significantly less exciting.
Yeah, and also I think that's when... People say that's when the real people go.
Okay, interesting.
Because it's less influencer-like.
Sure. All right, it's Moe and Carla Mornings. We are commercial-free this morning on Chicago's B96.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.